All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Midnight Open Mic. I decided to change the name of it because, you know, it's after midnight. The sun may be down, but we're still up. So let's go ahead and get started. I've got a topic, and tonight's topic is going to be one that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I hope to discuss it with the actual person who basically... I don't know. I mean, everybody has opinions, and some opinions I just really... I got some issues with, based on experience and things that this person may not have. I'm not saying that they don't have this experience, but I am getting the feeling that they may not be experienced as much as they say they are with a certain demographic and generation and a lot of other things. But basically, I'm talking about J-Doll, who basically did a show with Drex, which is really good. I listened to that live. But he claimed that a person cannot go into this artificial, synthetic partner lifestyle unless they've had the real thing. He claims that, in his words, you have to smell the vagina. You've got to taste the vagina. I mean, you know, he said the pussy, but, you know, basically that's what he was saying. He said you basically have to have the best sexual experience of your life with a woman before you can go to the doll lifestyle. This is his exact words. His exact words. And I have a lot of problems with that. Basically, hold on, I'm gonna pick my guy. I'm gonna pick Wolverine right quick. Okay, but anyway.
Okay.
Well, I'll pick other ones that, you know.
Just kidding, because, you know.
Yeah, by the way, this game is Avengers Alliance or whatever. You can get it on Game Jolt. It's free. It's not completely finished, but I don't think it'll ever be finished, so just continue to enjoy it.
Glad Marvel / Disney hasn't ceased it to the ground yet.
Oh no, they don't really care too much for Brazilian stuff. But,
why not?
No.
They're not like Nintendo. They're not like Nintendo when it comes to fan games, I guess.
Absolutely. But, okay, yeah, I'm working. That's just a weird bug in the game. I don't care about that. Anyway, like I was saying, guys, before I was interrupted by myself, just different, you know, different trains of thought. But no, we gotta really talk about this. There is a whole demographic that Jay is forgetting about, and it has a lot to do with the current generation. The current generation of guys out there, you know, they're being exposed to a different kind of woman than we're used to. I guess that what Jay's used to and what Drexel's used to and what I'm used to. This is a completely different kind of woman. There's no doubt about it. You know, I've even had other women verify this to me. There's something wrong with these women. There's something wrong going on here. I mean, I may actually have to pause the game for a little, for some parts of this, because I have to read some things. Just things I've read on the internet. Random shit from my social media feed that I'm like, and I'm not talking about somebody's meme. I'm talking about comments that people have made on certain posts, and I'm just like, what the hell is going on? Now, I got a friend of mine. Basically, he was Jacques, and several times, he actually had a woman point and basically threaten him with a knife. Said if he didn't get into the car, he's going to stab him. She's going to stab him. And, it scared the shit out of him.
Whoa. Are you saying a man was forced on by a woman? A woman forced a man onto herself.
Yeah, but by use of
herself onto a man.
Yeah, by use of a
damn. That never happened.
Yeah.
A lot of these women are getting real desperate. Real desperate.
I know. I was just making fun of the typical woke talking point
Well,
only men can get great.
Here's a new one, wait, though. Here's
wait, do I need to censor that on here? Or this isn't going on YouTube, is it?
No, I can't go on YouTube.
Right.
But you are going to be on BitChute now. I'm putting the stuff on BitChute now.
Do I need to censor myself on BitChute
no,
or not?
No, you don't need to censor. If I can do full being a dick without the, you know, whatever, they don't care. I've talked about the coupons on BitChute. They don't care.
Okay.
It's
well, I thought only men could rape. I didn't... Well, I thought women
couldn't.
Woke idiots.
Right.
I guess they're desperate for the 5%. It's like 95.5.
Well, what I'm saying is, though, this guy, yeah, he's a strong dude. He said he's able to basically lift two women up on his shoulders. But he's not he's not a tall guy. He's really short. He's like a real short dude. He's almost like a fucking dwarf in size, but he's just really big guy.
I believe the dwarf.
He's like a real Gimli.
The term is manlet,
he's
right?
Like a real Gimli, but he's actually, you know, he's really big buff guy that can pick up these women and they love it. However, he said that one of them at the gym, basically she asked him for help on her, you know, exercises, something like that. And he did, and then she went and complained to the gym owner that he tried to force himself on her, and basically the evidence from the camera feeds proved the opposite.
Nice!
Yeah, now, here's the problem. There's women that are in this guy's, you know, because he has a lot of friends from all over the place. And he's in a band, a heavy metal band. I haven't heard them, which is ridiculous, because I really should be listening to, you know, a friend of mine's band. And they're probably good.
Yeah.
They're probably good. I just, it's weird. I never decided to listen to them. But they're a religious death metal band. He's a Christian guy.
Oh.
Yeah, he's religious. And
trying to kind of kill the stigma that all metal is from the devil or whatever.
Yeah.
Trying to kill that.
Yeah. But basically what I was saying is he had these two, and they have to be fem cells. Because this woman, she's married, it says she's married, but I looked at what she said. Alright, so there's a guy, he goes by the name of Man Lifestyle or something. And basically he said something about how sex, now I don't know if this is true, if y'all want to go do the research, you can. But basically, the research is, or whatever he said, is that men actually, they lose energy from sex. Basically, they're saying that when you ejaculate into a woman, it energizes her. It gives her, you know, she feels great. But it weakens a man. And like, it makes a man weak. He has to wait a little bit.
I've actually heard something like that.
Go,
yeah.
But he was saying that, you know, the best thing, he was saying something about men being naked together like the Spartans, and how, I mean, that's just what he was saying, something about that.
Yeah, Sparta, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't realize there was a lot of homosexuality.
I think the ancient Greeks and Romans, for that matter, did that.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about all that, but that's basically what he was saying. And she was basically looking at the images of the men. Now, I'm not going to show, I mean... The men's privates have been blurred out, but she was looking at the... Hold on, let me pause this, because I'm going to go ahead and read this statement, because I'm still surprised by it. He even laughed, and I don't know where they get this kind of thinking, because this is just frightening. This has got to be some FDS-level bullshit, because I've never heard of anything like this before.
Oh.
Just give me a minute. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, just give me a second.
Yeah, you're good.
And let me see if I can find it again, because I have to go into this guy's... into this guy's
post. I've been watching quite a bit of movies with a guy I've known for actually a long time. And a lot of the movies we've been watching are like historical kind of movies, you know.
Right.
You know, stuff like, and mythological. You know, stuff like, what's one we saw? Jason and the Argonauts? The original?
Sure.
Oh, wow. Guys, apparently her post is... No, wrong post. This is the wrong post. I'm sorry, guys.
Thanks to this guy I know and seeing some other stuff. I knew the whole
Go ahead and say something.
Yeah, basically, that's how I knew about the whole ancient Roman men, you know, basically being together.
Just,
you know, kind of like in a gay relationship.
Give me a minute
I had roommates and we would walk around the apartment naked occasionally.
Oh. He said,
they were all dudes, right?
Yeah, all dudes.
Okay, well, basically, hold on, let me go ahead. This is what this woman says. I can give you her picture, just so you can kind of put that, man, she is not the kind of woman to be saying that. We will post her picture. But basically, she says, literally none of these men, I'll post the whole thing. I'll let you guys see him. And I'll let you see what she has to say. She says, literally, none of those men are attractive, even if they weren't standing out with their tallywhackers out around other dudes. She says, all have physical markings of inferiority in their facial structures, which makes them less than ideal for breeding purposes. Rubbing their Johnsons together won't change biology. And the only other woman who commented on that was a rather attractive woman, actually. I'm going to see if she's real. Yeah, oh, God, she's got one of those weird... imagine if you take a hot woman, but you take a... what is that thing that the thing that you don't like on the ring... they have the rings in their nose, but she's got... But put a ring in her nose.
That's stupid! The one that... The kind of nose ring that they... That you sit on like a bowl?
Yeah. Yeah, she's...
I hate... Why do they do that? That just... No.
Oh, my God. And she's really big into dogs. Really big into dogs.
What, is she a white chick?
Yes. Don't do it! Oh, man. But, you know, and I replied. I said, okay, but none of that... Listen to this. I replied. I said, none of that actually matters. Look at the weird oblong facial structure of a guy like Mark Zuckerberg. Do it. Look at that picture he just posted. That is the freakiest goddamn face I've ever seen. That dude may literally be a fucking alien or a lizard or whatever they're saying he is, because he is fucking...
He's a robot.
And I said...
Robot.
I said he looks like a lizard. He bred... He had several kids with some Asian chick. Then you got to look at Jeff Bezos. He bred. He got divorced, but he's still bred. At the end of the day, it's not about the level of attractiveness that a man has. It's about the level of resources and value he can provide. That's how it's always been. And she said, all right, now listen to this. This is new. This is brand new. I haven't even read this yet, so this is new to all of us. She says it's important. Okay. It says it's important to me, hilarious or not. Humans of both genders have physical markers that can tell you much about them. That I will agree with. I think we're in agreement there. Mm-hmm. A logical, sensible person would seek out the best genetic makeup for their offspring. Yes, but when it comes to a woman, she's seeking the value that the man can provide. Not necessarily. She's judging it like a man judges. We're all about... what we see. We're very visual creatures. Drex has said that. I've said that. TFM said that. Any man in the manosphere that isn't a fucking cuck or a soy boy can tell you that men are visual creatures. We love to objectify...
I can vote for that.
We love to objectify women. We love to objectify women as sexual objects. We do. I mean, that's natural. Why do you think they drew... Okay, when Marvel drew their fucking swimsuit issues, they saw a fucking shit ton of them because they were swimsuit issues of Rogue and all these other characters that you wanted to see his swimsuits when you were a horny little boy. I know it. Because I was one.
Exactly.
So, basically, she says, that's why you see women seeking tall men. Well, that, okay, that is true. I will agree with the tall and the bulkier men. I will agree with that to some extent. But that's only because taller men and stronger men, that shows protection. That shows that a man can protect her. He's taller than me, he's stronger than me, so he can protect me. So that's kind of what, yeah. And she says, it's all science, guys. Obviously, women would choose a man with resources but to settle in with, but those same women tend to seek out favor and favor chads in their breeding years. Okay, I gotta be in agreement with her. I mean, where is she not wrong? That's absolutely true. Because we know about how these women that ride the cock carousel and fuck all these chads and Tyrones. Absolutely. Yep. That's why you 100%. See so many single moms trying to settle in with a stable man with resources after getting pumped and dumped in their farty phase. I'm actually going to have to agree with her. I'm going to take the whole thing back because she's real. Like, that's not what I expected. I literally expected her to go on, but no, that's 100% true. So, but yeah, that was the kind of thing. Okay, while she's true about that, about the Chads and Tyrones and all that, I mean, there's still the fact, okay, there's still the fact of the matter that, like, what about Jeff Bezos' wife? I don't know, would you think she's looking for somebody with more value now, or you think she's just trying to find that fucking chiseled chin again? I don't think she's gonna get it at her age. I don't think there's some simp willing to give up his fucking chin game for that washed up hoe. Jeff Bezos' fucking sloppy seconds. Like, I don't know, man. I don't think so. But hey, this is drastically off our topic. So let's go ahead and get back into what we were saying. Okay. So, we're gonna go just rewind the tape a little bit and get right back into what we were saying. Okay. So, J-Doll's problem is that he says, all a man has to do is open his mouth. Okay, that's true to some extent. I won't lie that if men can open their mouth to some woman somewhere will give them time of day. I mean, that's true. But what I will say is that, you know, it's more to it than that. You know, a lot of these incel guys, they want relationships. They don't want just what Jay is saying, sex. Jay is basically saying, you know, he's had sex with a lot of women. He's very good at his lovemaking skills. He has no issues there. And he says that's all guys need to have. They all need to have that experience first. But again, I don't think so. Because when you do that, you're putting yourself at a risk. Especially now. We have more risk now than we did before. Way more risk.
Saying me too?
Yeah, you have that. But what you do have is you have false rape accusations. You have the one thing that Mal pointed out.
I retract consent. Oh, that crap. That's dumb.
Yeah, you retract consent. And not only that, you can also be put down as the child's father. Like, and I mean, it doesn't even have to be your kid. She can say, oh, well, I had sex with him.
For the, babysitter shit. Yeah. That shit.
Yeah. Oh, well, I had sex with him, so maybe it's his child, you know? And that shit's happened. That was in the Red Pill documentary. That was 2010. That was 22 fucking years ago, still valid, guys. 22 years ago, that shit was still...
Wait, 2010 was 12 years ago.
Oh, sorry. 12 years ago. That's still over a decade. That's still fucking valid. I'm sorry.
Indeed it is!
It's still valid. And that's the problem. Jay is living in a damn old-school fantasy world where he thinks that the women... Oh, yeah. Well, also, you have to look at his age. He's a man. He's in his 30s, 40s, something like that.
Fraud.
Boomer.
He's fraud.
He's a younger guy. So
he's a fraud. That's what he is. Fuck his age. He's a fraud.
Who?
The dude you're talking about.
Oh, well, anyway.
Yeah, that fucking dude's a fraud.
I have to talk about him. He's the main point of this thing.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm saying.
Well, I mean, it has been noted. It has been noted he's kind of sus. But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying here is that, yeah, I ain't got nothing against the guy, but at the same time, yeah, you don't understand the generation of men and the kind of women that we have now. Women that are seeking this kind of stuff because there's more women in the workplace. There's more women making enough money to be independent to where they literally don't need a man to protect and provide for them anymore. It's true, there's women CEOs. There's women doing all kinds of important jobs and making just as much money as the men would. You know, they try to say that fucking bullshit about, oh yeah, my wage gap. No, you make more than I do. A lot of women make more than I do. And I'm a man that does hard labor work, okay? So yeah, I don't make shit. But what I'm saying is, yeah, they got the money. So they can buy their own Mercedes, they can buy their own fucking houses if they want to, they can buy all that kind of stuff. I know a woman who does that. She owns her own company, and I mean, it's a manufacturing company. So she actually has a warehouse that she bought. She owns her own fucking warehouse for assembly and shit. Look, it can be done. She's in her 40s. It can be done.
Is she single or is she actually married?
Yes, she's single. Single mom. Two kids.
Oh.
Can't find the man. Isn't interested in a man.
Oh,
probably.
We know why at this point.
Yeah. Isn't interested in a man. It's just not a good situation. But like I said, because women have this ability now, they don't need men. And that's the problem. Well, they don't need men for what they used to need men for. Now they need men for the sex.
Milking.
So what kind of men do they want? No, sex. I'm not talking about the simps. They have the simps. They have the money that they get from their jobs. They don't need the protect. They don't need the provision. They don't need the protection. They need the sex. That's all. So what do you find? What do you look for when you're looking for a man for sex? You don't look for the same thing you're looking for if you're looking for a man for value. They don't need his value unless he's super stupid fucking rich and they can quit their job. Then they'll look for that. But what they want is the Chad and a Tyrone. Why do you think Drexel's making a killing right now? Because he puts himself into that
position.
He's
been making a killing for what? Better part of a decade?
Yeah. He's putting himself in that position. That's why he's at where he's at right now. He said he loves the 80-20. It's been very good to him. And I got all respect for that. I got all respect for that. But, like I'm saying, it also means that there's 80% of men that aren't gonna get shit. And what do they have? I mean, what else are they gonna do? How, Jay, are they gonna get this magical pussy, which to me wasn't even that great? I mean, when I had my first vagina, I was, oh my god, I gotta smell and taste it. No, it was like, oh, I wanna put my dick in there, you know? That's pretty much what it was. Like, I wasn't enraptured. I thought the boobs were better, but I've always been a boob guy anyway. So, you know, I just didn't drive me mad. I was like, oh my god. No, it never happened like that. So, and that's why I'm just like, why? Why is this such a big fucking deal? You know, and he's like, oh no, you don't know how good it is. You don't know. I was like,
you're a bitch, man.
I don't get it. And basically, he was saying that, I mean, I don't know. It's just to the point where I'm like, these guys, they don't have any other options. Okay? You can say, oh, they have to open their mouth. To get what? The fem cell that doesn't want them because they're not Chris Pratt or Chris Evans or Jason Momoa or, you know, whatever, insert Ryan Reynolds, any actor that you know, you think it is attractive in Hollywood.
Girls are taken, but I get for it.
Yeah. Well, I know what I'm saying. You know, it just, they want that. And these are fem cells. These are women that couldn't get with those guys if they were, you know, I mean, there's no way. They could strip themselves naked and what was his name? Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill would be like, sorry, not interested. I'm sure you have a great personality, but it's just not my thing. And then she's going to cry and complain about how Superman rejected her. You know, it's just, it's unfortunate. But these are the kind of girls that they could probably land. And, I mean, they're not all bad. I'm not saying they're all whales. There's probably a few decent girls in that thing. Because, you know, I wasn't going for the fucking, you know, supermodels or anything like that. A lot of those girls are narcissistic as all fuck. They're really, really,
Oh, look,
am I not pretty, blah, 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 blah. No, shut the fuck up about Christopher Ryan talked about this. Christopher Ryan once was, basically, he lived in an area where there were a whole bunch of models. And you know these models were the most insecure women he'd ever met in his entire life. They were terrible to be around, he said. These are the women that all these guys want. They, oh, look how hot she is. Dude. She's constantly bitching him. Oh, do I look good here? Blah, 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 blah. Oh my god, I don't look as good as I used to. Oh my god, I think I'm getting fat. Oh, look how good she looks in this. Why can't I look good? Meanwhile, she's got an Instagram. She's got all these fucking thousands of fans. But she doesn't look as good as some girl that has a couple thousand more fans than she does. Dude, this is what reality is like. And they're like, but that's what I want. I gotta have a model. Yeah, and let me know how you fucking feel after that. I've talked to women about that. What women told me, they said, Grim, you don't want a woman like that. She's gonna be constantly, I mean, she even knew. Women know women. They're gonna be like, yeah, well, and that's a good thing, because they can actually, because a lot of times they'll spread the truth about each other. They will protect you from making a really fucking bad mistake. That's one thing. Women as wingmen actually isn't the worst thing there is, because it actually shows you that, hey, like, she knows. Like, no, you better stay away from that bitch. She's fucking crazy. Look, I've talked to women about women before, all the time. It's like, there were even women that would tell me, hey, what's up with this girl, you know, on your profile? She seems kind of weird. Like, you might want to be careful of her. That bitch is onto some shit. Like, they'll tell me. Like, they'll straight up tell me. It's like, hey, I'm just looking out for you. Because
Him and Johnny Depp didn't have that kind of friend.
Yeah. It's surprising, because when Johnny Depp gave people so much damn money, he was overly generous, and that was probably one of his... Oh, Luke Cage is in here. Okay. So, got Iron Man and Luke Cage. This is a fun game, by the way. It feels just like a real fucking arcade game, man. It's done very well. But anyway, yeah, that's what we're talking about here. I think that guys should go into the artificial. I think they're already there. Like, I don't think there's any talking from Jay that's gonna change them. That's one thing Jay's gonna have to understand. Now, I understand he's like, you know, let them do them. You know, and he's all about positivity and all that shit. Yeah, okay, that's great. He's like, surround himself with positive energy. That's cool, that's good. I know people that do that, it works well for him. It seems to work well for him. I ain't got nothing against the guy. I've watched a lot of his videos. His imagination video was cool as shit. I love that one, because that he actually got the feeling of what it was like to have a doll and imagine that fantasy. And it's not talking about a sexual fantasy, just, you know, that kind of woman. And I like that. That's good. But what I'm saying is, you got a lot of guys that don't have anything to compare, and they won't ever have anything to compare. It's not this...
And not want anything to compare to.
Well, I mean, well, there's don't want, but there's also guys that will never have it. I mean, I'm just saying guys that literally just do not make the 80... the 80-20 at all. Like, they're in the low 80. They're in the super low 80. They're not going to ever get anything close to getting this magical pussy he speaks of. And because of that, how are they ever going to... Basically, he's setting them up for failure. How are they ever going to experience it? If you don't have it, how can you experience it? I mean, it's like a guy saying, hey, before you can start driving, you need to be a race car driver. It's like, well, I'm not going to get into NASCAR. How in the hell am I going to get into NASCAR? You have to be a damn good racer before you're going to get able to qualify for NASCAR. Or to say, in order to start playing, you know, play a basketball tournament, you got to be in the NBA first. You got to have your fucking rings. You got to have your ring, your NBA rings, before you can even start playing regular basketball. I mean, how much sense does that make? You know, you got to be,
I gotta go on the PGA Tour first.
Before I go play with Golden Q School.
Yeah, the fucking Golf Q School. Yeah, imagine that. You can't even hit the ball off the damn TV.
You gotta have your Super Bowl rings before you can play football. It's like, that don't make any sense. It's like, and we're talking about like a football game. Oh, you can't play Madden. You haven't played real football yet. And I mean, you gotta, and according to Jay, you gotta play football on the high scale. You gotta play the Super Bowl. It's saying a guy like, how can you play the Super Bowl virtually if you've never actually played in the Super Bowl? And it's like, well, I hate to tell you, but I don't think I'm ever gonna be good enough to play in the Super Bowl, especially at my age. It's not gonna happen. You gotta be pretty damn good to get in the Super Bowl, and some people say it might be rigged. So, I don't think
I've heard that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna make that. And that's my problem. I'm no Wayne Bray. Not Wayne Bray. What's his name? Who's that guy that.
Brady.
Huh?
Tom Brady.
Yes. I said Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady's the host on Price is Right. Yeah, it's like saying, you can't play the Price is Right. You're like, you can't play the Price is Right home game. Unless, you know, they used to give away a home game a long time ago. It's like, well, how are you going to experience the home game if you've never been on the Price is Right? It's like, dude, I'm not going to go on the fucking Price is Right. And they pick you out of a damn, random. I could be on the Price is Right 30 goddamn times and never get picked to go on. So, how am I gonna experience the feeling of winning shit on the Price is Right if I never get picked? And that's a really good analogy. That's actually a good analogy for what we've got going on right now. All these guys are sitting there waiting. Oh, you know, maybe I'll get on the Price is Right. Maybe I'll win some money. Maybe I'll win some prizes. Maybe I'll win that new car, you know? And they never get picked. It never fucking happens. So they're like, well, you know, I never got a chance to really play The Price is Right. And I've got this home game sitting here at home. And I want to play it because it's probably the closest I'll ever get. But I can't play it because, you know, according to what they're saying, I have to be on The Price is Right. So they waste their life. They waste their time. I was listening to a Motorhead song. I can't remember what the hell the name of it is. But it's from a record called Sacrifice. And I think it's like, don't waste a second of your life. He kept talking about all the things you do that waste time. And I'm not talking about waste time like, you know, we talk about playing games, waste, you know. But he's talking about all the things that people do that they waste their life on. And he's saying, don't waste a second of your life. I'll see if I can find it, but it's true. You know, I was just listening to it. And I'm like, damn, there's some real wisdom in that. Because all these guys are like, maybe I'll get the pussy one day. I'll get the experience like J-Doll said so I can finally get my waifu. Meanwhile, the months start coming, you know, they start counting down. And then you go from months to years. And by the time you know it, your hair starts to kind of thin a little bit. You start to get a little bit of gray in your beard. And you're like, oh, holy shit, what did I do with my life? I was sitting here chasing this shit I never got. And meanwhile, you know, I could have just got a doll. And see, that's
exactly.
The problem. That's the problem.
Problem solved.
Absolutely.
The doll is the home game.
The doll's the home game. Exactly. And it's just, that's my problem with what Jay has to say. Because this is just, it doesn't appeal to, it's not going to appeal to most men. Most men do not, like I said, most men are.
I'd rather have the home game.
Yeah.
After, yeah.
Well,
trouble that so many women are. It's.
Think about it like this. There's also the Price is Right where you go home with absolutely fucking nothing. There's people that have gone on the Price is Right and they've gone on to the stage and they got every damn thing wrong and they said, well, thanks for, you know, it's been great. They don't give you nothing. You'd be lucky.
Or they
if
might
you
not have even made the first round where you have to
Where you have to guess the price.
Without going over.
Yep, without going over. And they're like, oh, well, you know, here's a complimentary mug. And that's all you get. He's like, look, I was on the Price is Right. And then it said, well, you still didn't have that experience of winning the money. You still weren't on the Showcase Showdown. You didn't get to spin the wheel. So how can you play the home game if you haven't spun the wheel? And that's what I think.
Well, you might
about
as well have gotten a shirt that says, I was on the Price is Right, and all I got was a lousy
t-shirt. Absolutely. That's all it is. That's all it is. And I just, it's something that Jay really needs to understand. It's like, look, I understand you lived in an era that was a lot different. Where women were not the same as they were today. I mean, of course, women are women wherever you go. But I'm just saying that they acted a little different. There was a little more, I don't want to say tradition, but there wasn't this crazy feminist kick and there wasn't all the, it was different, okay? I mean, a guy could get a girl if, he opened his mouth and said, hey, you know, what you doing? You know, you find some girl that you were into, and you're like, oh, well, you know, she's kind of cute. And hey, sure enough, she might have liked you, because that's what happened with me once. Because they kept saying, they said, basically, my friend, a girlfriend of mine hooked me up with one girl one time. And she said, she's one of these girls in here is actually attracted to you, but I'm not going to tell you which one. And I was like, okay. And I was like, well, maybe it's that hot one. The one that I thought was pretty cute and I like her and she's into her music. Hey, she's into rock music and not into like my heavy metal crazy stuff, but she was into rock and all that kind of stuff. And she was willing to get into new things and all that. And I was like, okay. And it turned out it was her. So, I mean, we dated for a while. We did date for a while. She
didn't work out, obviously.
Well, no,
but,
she denied sex for a while. Then I realized, well, there wasn't really a whole lot going on. We didn't have a whole lot to talk about. Maybe I didn't give it long enough at that time. But at the point, I don't know what it would have became. Like, I mean, I don't know. She had another guy like a week later. And I don't know how long that even lasts. He did get sex with her. Now that was a shitty experience. Hearing that guy have sex with a girl you were interested in while you were in the room. While you were in the same... Not the room. I was in the hall. Basically, not the hall.
Oh, what, you actually almost walked in on him?
No. No, they were having sex. It was nighttime. I was staying over there because I was a roommate over there. And basically, I was on the couch and... Basically, listen to her, him plow her. I was like, I mean, there wasn't nothing
her
to do.
Her moaning and screaming and all that.
Yeah, she just said goddamn a whole lot. That's pretty much it. And I was like, those should have been my goddams, goddammit. But anyway, it sucked a little bit. But at the same time, it's just... Yeah, it didn't work. You could get it. I'm just saying, if there was a woman interested in you, I did have women interested in me that wanted to hook up and talk and all this other crazy stuff. Yeah, it could happen. But now they're like, oh, you have to be, what do you mean I have to be? And you know what I'm seeing from men? I'm seeing more of these men, you know, young men, getting the protein powder and all this other stuff. I'm like, please tell me these guys aren't going to the gym. And I know these guys are not gym fit at all. Like, they're not gym fit. They're young guys trying to figure out, how do we appeal to women anymore? I don't have the muscles. I mean, I do recommend working out. It's pretty good. My chest is starting to, you know, so that feels good when you have, like, your chest start to stick out because you start to develop some pectorals. That's good. I like that feeling. But, yeah, I started working out every fucking day just about. I do a little bit of exercise and heavy lifting. So I like doing that. But what I'm saying is, yeah, these guys, they're just trying to lift so they can appeal to these girls' new standards. I'm like, God damn, what a waste of fucking time, right?
Amen.
Just, is there any... Let me see if there's... Okay. Somebody just said, amen. I thought somebody said, hey, man.
That's what I thought too at first.
I was like,
oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah,
amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And a woman.
What is going on here? I'm trying to figure it out myself. I'm just like, man, what the hell is... I'm not used to this. And I mean, I keep seeing these girls and I'm like, dude, there's these girls with absolutely nothing going on. And then you get these damn teeny boppers. I had three fucking these teeny boppers. These girls, it was hot. It was summer. But my God, I just saw what Thought Girl Summer looked like. Jesus, these girls. I don't know how young they were, but if I had a daughter that was dressed like that, Drexel, get up there to your room and get that shit off. I don't know who you're wearing that for, but you're not going to a goddamn store looking like that. Uh-uh. You can go tell the people all you want how mean of a father I am, but I'm not going to have no daughter of mine walking around looking like that. I mean, I don't know how much skin, I don't know how much clothes they were wearing. That's the problem. Because it didn't feel
it
like
it. Can be nice eye candy.
75%
yeah,
of the girls.
Yeah, but we're talking... Well, I don't know about the girls.
I know I've gone out and on summer days and just sat out and just washed.
It can be nice. These were teeny boppers. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, oh my God. They were looking like straight fucking thoughts. I mean, you know the difference. Look like hookers. They looked like hookers.
Like hookers. Wow. Okay.
And I'm like, oh my God. And they were all looking at me. They were all three of them looking at me. And you know what I did?
Looking like hookers.
I took my head. I looked at them. And then I turned my head and I kept walking. Walked right past them. I looked at them. I saw what they were wearing. I was like, oh my God, they're up to no good. And then I kept on walking. I was like, oh my, I just couldn't believe it.
Oh wait, we know the answer.
Because, you know, I am a man, they're young girls. Of course a young, attractive woman is going to be, a young woman is going to be attractive. However, I knew they were young.
My biology kicking in.
However, I knew they were young. And, you know, they say, oh, I'm 23. I said, well, that's the same thing that the jailer's going to tell me. They said, well, yeah, there's 23 bars, you know, one for every age she said she was. Exactly.
We need to fix that.
Yeah.
They really need to fix that dumb law.
Well, they need to have it so these girls can't go in there and pretend that they're...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They need to fix it
this
so
is the problem.
These girls can't lie about their age and screw the guy over.
And you're getting screwed. Because all them girls say, oh, I'm 20. Yeah. I was like, oh, I guarantee it. Because these are the same girls that try to hit me, the same kind of girls that hit me up in that goddamn dating app. Oh, well, I like older men. I'm only 17, though. Yeah, you said you're 26 on your goddamn profile, and then you try to age yourself up to make your ass look like you're 26. That's a problem. You know?
And these girls aren't being held accountable for that.
No, they're not being held accountable.
The guy you're getting screwed over...
Yeah.
It's like, how the hell are you supposed to know if a girl's of age or not? Well, I mean, sometimes you can tell, but a lot of times, they can pass for 18.
They can pass. They can pass for 18. And they try to say, oh, I'm 19. I'm 20, 21. You gonna buy me alcohol? Fuck no. I had a young man that wanted to ask, oh, can you check this alcohol out for me? It's like, I'm not checking this alcohol out for you. If you can't, it's like, go talk to the manager up there, the one we give shit all the time. If you want to go ahead and you see if he'll check you out some alcohol. I'm not checking people. I'm sorry. Youth and alcohol is one thing that, you know, when I used to date younger women, they always wanted this damn alcohol. That's all they wanted was alcohol. And I was like, no! No way! I'm not doing that. Oh, it'll be such a good party. It was like, no, I'm not fucking buying alcohol for you and all your goddamn little teeny bopper friends. It's not gonna fucking happen. And this was fucking years ago. This was goddamn 25 years ago. About 15, I don't know. No, been longer than that. This is when I was 25, and I'd say about 15 years, something like that. But yeah, they still want it. They still want that goddamn alcohol. Buy us alcohol! Buy us alcohol! It's like, no, I'm not buying you any fucking alcohol. That's the problem. So, but yeah, that's all it would be. So I'm gonna tell y'all right now, if y'all like, oh, I'm gonna try to date 18-year-olds. Something like that, or maybe you have a 16.
Chronic.
Maybe it's 16 in your area, and you're like, oh, okay, they're gonna ask you about alcohol because they know you're an older person and you can buy it for them. Now, when I was a young man, when I was 16, basically, my female friend of mine, because I hung out with the girls. When I say I hung out with the girls, I literally hung out with the girls. And the guys hung out with them too, because I hung out with the girls and their boyfriends. That's who I hung out with. And we used to get in all kinds of trouble. I'm not even going to tell you the kind of trouble we got into. But basically, we had all the alcohol. I mean, we had it piled on a big-ass table. All of it. We would drink and do all kinds of crazy shit. Me and my girlfriend at the time, we got drunk and all that shit. I remember the first time I got drunk, the first time I had a beer and a joint was the same fucking day. I had my first joint and I had my first beer the same damn day. Yep, I remember. 16, that's how old I was. And they're like, oh, that's no big deal. Yep. And I think I made out with my girlfriend on that day. I can't remember, it so goddamn long ago. I know I got so goddamn drunk. Then they threw Crown and Codeine and they mixed them together. Don't let anybody do that to you, by the way.
Wow.
You can die. You can die. I didn't know anything about it. They just put a little bit in. They didn't put anything. But they gave me that. Man, when I was drunk, I was bouncing off the walls. I was having a blast. I was a lot different. But basically, I was a goth in those days. I wore all black, and that was just my whole thing.
It was your goth thing.
Yeah, people liked it. Well, I mean, yeah, people liked that. You know, I was different and weird and mysterious. Girls always used to ask me questions. Oh, yeah, there were several girls I didn't know, and hot ones at that, that were actually interested. They were like, oh, yeah. Like, I didn't know that one couple actually had a date, a crush on me, but at the same time, you know what happened? I realized that they were kind of stuck up. Like, I mean, yeah, because I actually remained friends with a few of them, you know, girls from high school. And one of them, she just realized, yeah, she was kind of stuck up. See, she moved to Italy. And then she moved back, yeah. And then after that, I guess she moved back to the States. And oh, yeah, there's so many that I knew at the time. I mean, I was friends with the hottest girl in school. You know, very good friends with her. And the hottest girl in school wasn't allowed to leave her room. Yeah, She was voted the most beautiful girl in school, and she literally was. She was a fashion model for a while. And then after, oh, she's gorgeous. She's even though the wall is starting to hit on her, she's still, you know, she's still got it. She's not using plastic surgery or anything like that. She married some Mexican.
The wall was being kind to her, is what you said.
Yeah, she married some foreign dude. I think he's Mexican. Some Hispanic, some level of Hispanic. He seems like a good guy. They haven't gotten divorced or anything like that. But she really got into the progressive lifestyle pretty hard. So again, it happens. It happened to a lot of them. Not all of them, thank God. My two ex-girlfriends from back when I was in high school in my home state, they're both more conservative. Both of them are more conservative. Of course, there's one that I hear from a lot. Both of them ballooned up a little bit, but a lot of women do. A lot of women do balloon up. And, oh yeah. Well, I mean, one of the girls, she's going back to the gym. She says she's going back to the gym. She was a really good artist. That was the thing about her. She could draw, like, manga. This is when the shit was niche. Like, nobody really cared too much about anime and manga. You could get picked on for liking Pokemon, stuff like that. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z was not very popular yet. It was just something that none of that stuff had gotten popular for a while. It wasn't until Naruto that I really started to see people really take an interest in anime, which is why I never watched an episode of Naruto ever.
Don't do it.
No, it just didn't seem like... I played the games, but I haven't watched an episode. Like, I played their fighting games in PS2, and those were pretty cool. What is it, Ultimate Ninja Storm or something? I think I played those.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think I played those. I think I tried to play the Ultimate Muscle game. I remember they had that Ultimate Muscle wrestling anime that got pretty popular for a while back. But yeah, she used to draw all that kind of stuff. She was very, very good at it. She could do realism, she could do anime, she could do anything you think of, but she got arthritis. She got arthritis in her hands real bad. That'll fuck you up. She still manages to draw, but it's hard. Because it's something that, you know, she has to deal with. And I would have never known that. I would have never known she'd get arthritis.
Repetitive strain injury.
Yeah, which see, you don't realize what's going to happen to people as they get older. You don't realize what's going to happen to people's bodies as they get older. And I mean, that's a lot to take into consideration. You don't know who's going to end up with something that changes their whole life forever. I mean, that happens. And that's one reason, I guess some people would prefer a doll because they don't have to go through those things. Like your doll
dolls never hit the wall.
Yeah, like you might have to have a doll in a, you know, handicap, of course, if they can't walk, but it's never going to get any worse than that. Like you're never going to have a situation where, you know, you have to worry about the doll's diet or the doll, coming down with some other, you know, there's all kinds of things. Diabetic doll, or, you know, just so all kinds of things. Are mental problems. Some women have mental, I mean, maybe more than we know, but I've talked to some women with some very bad mental issues. Really horrible mental issues. So, I mean, and it's not their fault. I mean, sometimes it's a fault of trauma. Like, they literally were treated like absolute dog shit as a child. And,
right.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have to keep in mind, there's a lot. Now, one thing I will say, though, one thing Jay is right about is there are a lot of guys out there that aren't that great either. That is true. There's a lot of women out there that ain't that great. There's a lot of guys out there that ain't that great. He says, well, there's a lot of these guys I wouldn't want to date either. I said, that is true. However, The problem is that their standards are so high now because of this 80-20 Tinder, all the things we've talked about for years and years since I started making content. But, you know, there's all these things, you know, that have changed their perspective on men. And I'm not, and again, it has a lot to do with them working. You know, that's a thing. So they're looking for a guy to fuck, and they want an attractive guy to fuck. And a lot of guys would say, because I was thinking about this today, and I was thinking to myself, okay, so if a woman wants a guy to fuck, that's, you know, that's good looking, but he also has to have a good job. And you wonder why that is. And I say, well, what would it matter what the guy does, as long as, you know, because if he looks good, right? And the what I was saying to myself, well, it has to be for bragging rights. Because if you say, hey, I fucked this guy who works here and does this, then you get a better response from your girlfriend than if you say, oh, yeah, I fucked this random guy that works at, I don't know, the gas station. Something like that. So, I don't know. But that's what I was thinking. Because I kept saying to myself, why do these girls value employment so much? Or what a guy does if they're just going to fuck him. Like, if there's no intention of ever getting any closer, they're not having children with him, you know, they're just there for sex. It's like, why does it even matter at that point? And I said it has to be black girls. That's what it
is. And it strokes their ego.
Yep.
Like, I've won.
Yep.
I was able to get it on with this guy.
Yeah. And also, there's, let me get everything in. Let me get everything in perspective here. But there's the whole thing that he was saying. Oh, I lost my train of thought. But I was saying something about the fact that the girl, yeah, along those lines of her needing to, yeah, to feel, to stroke the ego. Oh, yeah. Basically, if it's a guy that she doesn't like, that her girlfriends don't approve of, she'll take it back. She'll say, oh, no, I didn't have sex with that guy. No, he's a horrible, he took advantage of me. And that's how a lot of guys get fucked. Because they're like, oh, well, what we did was consensual. No, it wasn't consensual. You're a monster. You raped me. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that whole retract consent thing is just the dumbest thing ever.
That's why I say just complete gender segregation. It's the only way.
That's never.
I thank Drex for that.
I understand what he wants, but that's never gonna fucking happen.
Must happen.
Yeah, but
no,
it's not.
They need their simps and
beta
bucks.
They're gonna need their simps and beta bucks. There's no fucking way they're gonna go without it. I understand what he's.
Oh, well, they can suffer.
Oh, well, yeah, I understand what he's advocating, but it's just not. It's not gonna happen.
It ain't happening.
That's just like the repeal of the 19 thing. That's not gonna happen.
Well, that wouldn't matter anyway because votes would just be the new simp currency.
Yep. Yes. That's it. I mean, because like I said, they need their simps. We created simping. Men created simping. Men are responsible for simping. Read my lips. Men are responsible for fucking simping. It's your fault. It's all men enabled it. Men did not put their foot down and said, no, we're not going to support this fucking bullshit. And then men actually took up for other men who did it. Oh, it's not hurting anybody, so a man said when I commented about it. Why are you so upset if it doesn't hurt anybody? It does hurt. It hurts everybody. It hurts all men that don't want to deal with this bullshit. That don't want to put up with these entitled women thinking they're even more entitled. These bottom shelf Beckys that think they're fucking goddamn 10 or above supermodels. Oh, look at me. I'm like Cindy Crawford. No, you're not fucking Cindy Crawford. I mean, I don't get it, man. it's like, yeah, you're Cindy Crawford now, in her, like, 50s, 60s, whatever, yeah, maybe after she's hit the wall. But no, even Cindy Crawford said she didn't wake up looking like Cindy Crawford. It's an interesting point. A lot of these women, you know, they admit to the makeup and all that other shit to make themselves look better. And then, of course, oh, but look at me, I'm a 10, not when you take off that makeup.
That's why I said makeup is a red flag for me. If you wear it, you're out.
Almost every single woman on planet Earth wears makeup. That's the problem.
And they're done.
You're like, I'm done with all women. Fuck it. I'm gonna
get over here and use your natural looks, and you're done. I was already done with that.
It's like you're gonna have a potato patch somewhere out in Idaho, and it's like, fuck it. I'm just gonna fucking grow potatoes. I'm gonna go out in the middle of nowhere. I'm gonna grow potatoes. I'm gonna profit. And I'm gonna say, fuck women, I don't want to deal with this bullshit anymore. I'm gonna be a potato farmer, goddammit. There you go. So yeah, if you wanna go out to Idaho, or Montana, or whatever, wherever there's fucking not a lot of goddamn people, and fucking grow potatoes, then do it.
Okay, cool.
You could grow potatoes if you want. I don't want to grow potatoes. I like potatoes. I like regular potatoes and sweet potatoes. They're good on my stomach. They're good carbs. But I'm not in. So yeah, I'm not just like, yeah, fuck these women. Because yeah, there's gonna be a lot of women out there that wear damn makeup and shit. And even when they get older, they wear more makeup as they get older. Because they have a lot more to hide. True.
Useless.
Yeah, I know. But again, that's biology. And it's really rough to overcome biology. That's one thing that the doll helps with. A lot of people say, well, women will say, well, why can't you just live alone? Why do you have to have a doll? Because I like some kind of female form in my life. I just don't want it. I just don't want to deal with you and your bullshit. I mean, you say that. Oh, you're a misogynist. No, I'm a realist.
Oh, yeah. I'm a complete misogynist, and I will be the biggest misogynist on the planet.
Doesn't that word address or was Murphy in that said that?
Yeah, we have talked these steps. Yep, a green apple fly.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm the biggest misogynist. Why are you talking to me?
Absolutely. That makes.
I thought you don't like misogynists, and you're talking to one.
That makes sense. Yeah, I thought you didn't like misogynists. What are you doing talking to one? Oh, I've said that online. I've said that. Of course I'm a misogynist. How did you know? Let's see. Oh, you can play as... Oh, we got Red Hulk in here. I didn't know Red Hulk was in here. Oh, shit. General Hulk.
Oh, is that a Soviet Hulk or what?
Yeah.
That's the Soviet Hulk?
Yeah. Red Hulk. General Hulk. Yeah, I don't even know what level I'm on. I'm just playing through them. This is a pretty good beat-em-up. I think you guys will like it when you see it. It reminds me of Captain America and the Avengers on arcade, but it feels like a sequel. I mean, there's all kinds of different enemies.
When you were saying fighter, I thought you meant like a one-on-one kind of deal.
No, I can... I beat 'em up. I wanted to play something I didn't have to think too much about.
Because
I can't focus on the topic if I'm trying to avoid so-and-so's fucking moves.
Yeah!
It's like, god damn it, and then I end up dying to somebody a million times because I'm... Yeah. But no, I mean, ultimately, though, we just gotta think about, you know, J-Doll's whole thing is being completely ridiculous. I mean, it's null and void. It's not an argument. It's absolutely not an argument. Because it just... you can't. Like, you... Some guys will never ever get the chance. And some guys don't want the chance because when they see what's going on, Now, there is one guy that said, well, Instagram doesn't reflect the real world. Well, then maybe it doesn't.
Bullshit.
But it reflects a lot of the real world. Unfortunately, and TikTok reflects even more of the real world. Because TikTok is mostly people trying to get clout. And if people are trying to get clout on that level in the real world, then there must be an overall reflection of the real world, because TikTok is the number one app in the world, especially in the West. So if it's the number one app, then it must reflect a very large fucking part of the world, right? I mean, most people use TikTok, so most people would be reflected in what they post on TikTok. So if they're posting thottery, and there's a lot of people posting thottery, and there's a lot of women posting about they can't find no man and all this other shit, then it must stand to reason that most of these women and most of these people are doing exactly what they said they're doing. Like, I don't get these people to say, oh, that's not everybody. Yeah, it's not everybody, but it's most people. It's a large enough percentage that we have to, you know, classify it. That's just like they're saying, well, male abuse doesn't happen that often. Yeah, it still happens, though. That's the thing. We can't go and say, oh, well, it's not the biggest part of cases. Yeah, but it still goes on. You can't just go ahead and throw the baby out with the bathwater just because something doesn't account for everybody. I hate these kind of people that go in here and say, it doesn't account for everybody. Not everybody's like that. Not everything's that way.
Exceptions prove the rule.
It's so fucking stupid. I don't get people like that. That's why I don't like to debate people like that. I mean, and there was some guy, a friend of mine, shared a TikTok video. Basically, he said, my daughters are loud. And he said, he's basically saying, no, listen, he said, there was a guy saying that women shouldn't be loud. And he said that they should be silent and all that kind of stuff. And he said, as a father, this really upset me because I have two daughters and they're very creative and they're loud. And I'm really upset. And I really hope that no man silences them so they can be loud. And I was like, oh my God, just give this guy his fucking Academy Award and get him off. This is the most cringy fucking soy shit I've ever seen. And the guy's like, dude, his wife is probably banging Tyrone as we speak.
Yeah, you know.
Honey, is that mayonnaise on your face, or are you just glad to see me? I'm so...
You're done.
Tired of this. I'm so fucking tired. I couldn't believe how bitch made that guy was. It made me sick to watch that video. The dude's crying with, like, tears in his eyes. I can't believe these men... And this guy didn't even look like a fucking soy boy. He looked like a regular dude. I'm like, no, this is a regular fucking guy acting like this. This is not good. He didn't have any of the soy look or anything like that. He was just a regular fucking dude. I'm like, no, this is fucking awful. If this is the future of men, I said we're fucked in the next war. We're absolutely fucked. Yeah, we're fucked. I mean, we are really, really fucked. So, yeah.
I think we're already fighting the next civil war. It's just being fought online by keyboard warriors, so far anyway.
Yeah, we are. By the way, I heard the new, what was it, GWAR finally released. Yeah, I got a stream of that. I snuck one. I snuck a listen in. And there's a song in there that I don't know if they're going to get flack for. Because I listened to
their first song since Odor Sarungus died.
Well, no. This is their second record since he died. They changed their whole style of music, but it's good.
Do they still have the weird masks and other
Yeah, but they shouldn't because it's a completely different sounding band. But there is this one song. No, they do like a bunch of songs in different styles on this record. But basically, there's a song on there called Rise Again. And I thought it was going to be making fun of the Civil, like, the South and all that. No, it's not. basically, they're saying, they're talking about a civil war, and they mention the Stars and Bars, and they said, to, like, rise again, the dead will rise again. And I'm like, rise again, and it's got a Pantera vibe to it. And I'm like, oh my god, if fucking lefties hear this song, they are gonna get canceled. And it's basically, I know a lot of guys,
we're
redneck,
about being careful.
I know,
I mean,
redneck, I know, like, these redneck type guys, they will listen to that, and they'll be like, oh yeah, you know, rise again, like, they will get that. They won't, I mean, if there was any kind of message in that song that was opposite of what they were trying to go for, they've done lost that because of that chorus. They're going to be like, oh yeah, the dead will rise again with the Civil War, you know. That's what they were talking about. And they were actually talking about, there's another song in there talking about, like, get me a gun, I'm ready to shoot. Oh, I'm serious! I'm getting me a gun, wow. I'm going to shoot. Yeah! I don't know. Look, I don't know if they're trying to parody the South, but if you're going to parody the South, you better use some voice clips or something to make sure that it's a joke, because that thing, I'm telling you right now, I listened to them lyrics pretty good. They were not inaudible. They were very, Blothar, he really makes his lyrics a lot more audible than Odorous did. Odorous had his, you know, little voice that he used. Blothar wasn't doing that this time around. So I was listening to that. Remember, I interviewed Blothar live, like, as in person. So, yeah, I've seen him without his mask. I've seen the whole band without their mask. But what I'm saying is, yeah, they play without their mask when they play as Rog, which is Gwar spelled backward, of course. But yeah, I was listening to these songs and I'm like, dude, I don't know. They might get some shit on this one. I don't think people are gonna like it because it doesn't sound like the Gwar they know and love. I like the record, and they do some weird bullshit at the end, which is 10 minutes of atmosphere, and it sounds like, I used to work with a label called Malignant Records back in the day, and Malignant Records would send me these weird atmospheric sounding, like, just sounded like really scary industrial kind of music. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like a band called, Steel Hook Prosthesis. There's a band out of Texas called Steel Hook Prosthesis. That's what it sounded like. And it sounded, but they added tribal stuff and drums. I was like, what the fuck is this? This doesn't even sound like Gwar. I don't know what they were trying to do. There's a lot of good songs though. But when they added that one, I'm like, what in the hell are they doing? This sounds like somebody's side project that got shoved in. But anyway, yeah, I was listening to that record, and I was like, but yeah, the war, there's definitely some kind of war going on right now, and we're not gonna win. I mean, they said that, they're trying to say that the right is now focusing more on the culture war. That's what I hear anyway, that the right is focusing on the culture war now instead of what they used to be focusing on the, I can't remember what it was. I think it was, this was Short Fatto talking about it. But he said the right used to be worried about the, Islam stuff and all that kind of stuff, but now they're focused on the culture war. But I thought they'd always been focused on the culture war. Are you guys there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but that's what I was figuring. I'm not sure what's really going on as far as that is concerned. Boy, I wish I knew how to use powers in this game too, because it doesn't seem like, it doesn't seem like anybody has powers. Or maybe they just haven't put them in the game yet? I don't know what's going on. But Spider-Man's gonna fucking die. I don't know, I'm just picking different heroes, so, like, yeah, everybody can see what the different heroes play like. But, yeah.
That makes sense.
It's, I don't know. don't know. I think we have exhausted the topic, though. I think we've pretty much said all we can say about the J-Doll situation. I think I've made my point known several times over that most people would rather have the home game instead of nothing at all. And while that is a very, maybe a black pill, it's not actually a bad thing because, again, life is short. And if you're wasting time, like Lemmy was saying in Motorhead, if you're wasting time chasing after, I think he said chasing after money, he said chasing after girls, he said chasing after stuff like that, you know, if you're wasting time doing all that, you're not really enjoying yourself. You're not having fun. You're just like, oh, I wish I could have. You know, there's a lot of people that wish they could be millionaires if they're not. There's people that wish they could be billionaires if they're not. There's people that wish they could have so-and-so as wife but probably wouldn't stand her after they couple, you know, just whatever. Or, oh, I wish Jason Momoa would come to my eye. I know how these women are. So, I don't know. All I know is that you're wasting fucking time if you're gonna be, I don't know, going for this magical pussy that he's talking about. And again, it never interested me that much. I mean, I was like, oh my god, it's so, no. Never like that. Basically, to sum it up, when I would hang with the girls, like, you know, we would talk, and I haven't had that much sex in my life. You know, I hung with the girls, I wasn't after them. Maybe that's one reason they liked hanging out with me, because they know I wasn't trying to bang them. But, I mean, I wasn't all that interested. It's like, well, you know,
My mom told me that when she was, like, younger, she loved hanging around gay guys because
they weren't trying to bang them.
This was like the 80s, the 70s, the 80s.
Well, no, this is still true.
So in that case, it served two purposes.
This is still true.
One, she liked hanging around them because she knew they wouldn't try to pull anything on her. And they liked having her around because it was cover for them. Because, you know, this was 70s, 80s. Mm-hmm. Being gay wasn't all that accepted back then.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it just kind of worked out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's like I said. Basically, if there was a, you know, hanging with a woman or whatever, and you both got into the mood, you're like, yeah, you know, let's kind of get intimate or whatever, something like that. I mean, sure, you drink a little bit, it's whatever it is. Sometimes it didn't happen, sometimes it did. It's crazy. I remember doing some hard drugs one time, and I was out for 3 fucking days straight. I lost 3 days of my life. I was in a 3-day coma.
Damn!
That shit was nuts. I don't remember. It was a sin that one of my ex-girlfriends actually did something with me while I was asleep. I don't know if that's true because nobody's been able to verify. But I mean, there were some people that said that did happen, but I don't know. I don't know. I never talked to her about it. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of how it went. And again, I'm not accusing any of these girls of doing anything crazy like that. For the most part, I never had any issue with them. I don't have an issue with most women. Most women that say shit about me online don't actually know me. They're like, oh my god, I used to hang out with women all the time? Absolutely. I hung out with women more than I hung out with guys. It's just...
Doesn't Greg say he prefers hanging out with women than guys?
Yeah?
Yeah, because the guys are bitch made. I can't blame them.
Yeah.
I like hanging out with the ladies. I have nothing against it. I mean, these guys weren't so bitch-made, though. These guys weren't. This was a different time period, dude. This was a way different time period. This was back... This is... I mean, I graduated in... Let's see. 05? I graduated late. But, yeah, I was hanging out in my teens. It was early 2000s. So that's pretty much what I'm talking about. We didn't even have cell phones like that back then. We had dinosaur phones. and things were a lot better with dinosaurs.
Foot phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dinosaurs.
The ones they only keep around for like the pay as you go kind of deal.
Not even. Well, I mean, you couldn't really use the internet on it. They weren't really that good. So you basically just called and you didn't even really text people. We didn't text. It wasn't a big thing. Hold on, I gotta find that character. Emma Frost, I guess. Oh, you can change colors of characters on the select screen? That's cool. Yeah, I'm playing as Emma Frost now. Yeah, there's a lot of characters. I'm fighting Militant, which is an evil Captain America. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and beat him real quick. But yeah, that's what I did. I hung out with the girls and we partied, we smoked weed, we drank, we went to a fucking graveyard one time. We found this old ass graveyard that just popped right out of nowhere. Like it was the weirdest thing. We were driving through the woods and just like it was an old no, this was a graveyard that was so old that it wasn't even attended to anymore. It was, yeah, it was an old graveyard.
I didn't know where this is going.
Yeah, it was on Halloween night. We found this graveyard just...
Yeah, it sounds like something you'd see in a horror movie.
Just pop out of the fucking, no, everything. It was like, it literally felt like the gravestones just popped out of the ground as we were driving. And we went there, and there was some weird energy, like just electricity all over the fucking place. It made you feel weird. When you were there. My god, did I beat the game? Yep. Holy crap. I beat it. Wow. Yeah, YouTube guided the narrator. Thanks to my patrons. Justice Light Lightning. Okay, so are they done? Is that the end of it? I didn't even fight the Red Skull or nothing. What the hell happened? I just fought, like, a fake Captain America, and that was it. Yeah, from what you guys just saw, that's the whole game.
Wow.
Oh no, I don't want to do that. I'm gonna quit game mode.
Guess you gotta figure out something for next week.
Yeah, it's alright. I'll find something out. I will figure something out. Oh, there's that.
You still got a lot of that stuff from the HIO Ukraine bundle to go through.
Oh yeah, I still have to. I'm on bonus games now. Real name, I won't tell. Alias, leave me alone. Oh, that's Deadpool. Deadpool with a lion. Oh, this is just to play those stupid bonus stages. I mean, they're fun bonus stages, but... Yeah, Deadpool... What in the hell? You can play as Deadpool and he comes with a giant tiger. I can't believe they haven't really fixed this... Added anything to this game in I don't know how many years. I mean, you fought the evil Captain America, and now is it.
So it's just kind of abandoned at this point.
I guess. It was a fun game. I mean, it's playable. It's got six or eight stages. Is there anything else to the game? We're going to end, but I'm just going to look, show and see if there's anything else on this game. Let's see. Go to start game, new game. Bonus games, boss fight, complete mode. Replay chapter 1, Sky State. What the hell is complete mode? I don't know what complete mode is. But I can play as Deadpool. Maybe you just have to complete a stage in a certain amount of time? I don't know.
Hard to say.
This looks like the whole game, unless... I don't know. Is there another game? Another... I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's really bizarre. But yeah, you
might have to check the game page for that one.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Anyway, you can pick up the game at Game Jolt for free. And I guess this will be the end of this one. I thank you guys for joining me on this one. I hope it didn't go on too long. But anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out of here. You got anything you guys need to say before we go?
Simping for fucking VTubers.
What he said. He said my line.
Look, man, I'm tired of you guys simping for VTubers.
Okay. All right. And with that, we are out.